Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Tes, Baba Basra 129a, pagination is 257. We're going to start from the fifth line, HaMechalek Nechasov, a person who's dividing his property. This is a quote from the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, 126b. A person is dividing his property. Al piv riva le'echad umiyet le'echad. He wants to give more to one person and less to another person. Our Mishnah told us that devarav kayamin, there is such a thing as giving more or less. However, that's only when he gives it as a gift. Vim omar mishum yerusha lo omar klum, the Mishnah said. If he said it as a Yerusha, as an inheritance, then it doesn't work, because that's a masna amasha kosov batorah. He is making a condition against what the Torah law is. If you want to have that recipient get the amount that you want, do it as a gift. But if you're going to try to go head on with Torah law, then Torah law is going to trump, and the person is not going to get what you were hoping for. Kosav ben betchila ben beemtza ben besof mishum matana devarav kayamin. But if the person uses the wording of inheritance Yerusha, but also uses the wording of matana, a gift, then it'll work. And presumably this is because, although it is not a Yerusha, it's not an inheritance, and it can't be an inheritance, because if it was, you were going against the Torah law of whoever the Torah law says to get the inheritance and in percentage that he's supposed to. But people think of this gift as an inheritance type of thing. It's being done at the end of life, and it's a matana, which is like a Yerusha. It's saying that this person, as I pass, should take over these assets and they should be his. It looks very much like Yerusha. So the word Yerusha is not so out of place. It's not so impossible. But he must have used a wording of matana, a gift, in order to validate the transaction. Says the Gemara, Hechidomi matana betchilo, hechidomi boemtza, hechidomi besof. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says that as long as either in the beginning, the middle, or the end, he used the word matana, then it could validate the transaction, even though he also used the word Yerusha, but he used the word matana and therefore it's good? What does that mean? Ki asa Rav Dimi amar Rabbi Yochanan. The answer that Rav Dimi gives is Tinasin sada plonis leploni v'yirsha. Zuhi matana batchila. If a person says, let this field be given to so-and-so, and he will inherit it. So you had it listed as a gift, and then as an inheritance. That's what the Mishnah means when it says, in the beginning, it was a gift, and therefore it works. Yirsha v'tinasen lo, zuhi matana basof. He should inherit it, and it should be given to him as a gift. That's gifting at the end of the statement, and that's going to work. Yirusha v'tinasin lo v'yirusha zui matana be'emtza. If a person says he should inherit it, it should be a gift, and he will inherit it. That's the word gift being used in the middle, and that will also work. Now, the Gemara goes on to great detail and sophistication as to how far we could take this sacred word gift, which is going to help us so much in the transaction, how far we can take it from one transaction to the next. The opinion of Rav Dimi, just to get us started on the topic, is V'dafka ba'adam echad v'sada achas. It only works if it's one person and one field. So on this same person's gift and his field, the one field, he used the word matana. Ava ba'ada mechor eshtei sados. But if the person would say regarding one person, but it was two different fields, or sada achas ushnei b'nei adam, one field, but it's going to two different people, lo, the word matana is not going to help you for the other part of the statement, which used the word Yerusha. It's not going to help you, according to Rav Dimi. We actually, in Halacha, follow some of the later developments in the Gemara, which allow the word matana to be used regarding the other parts of the statement, provided that all of the parts of the statement were done toch kidei dibur, within the phrase, that there was no interruption. The word toch kidei dibur is a technical term that means enough time for the person to have said shalom alecha Rebbe. The way it's brought is that if a person was doing a transaction and his Rebbe would pass by, so he's allotted enough time to turn and say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, peace be upon you, my teacher, and still come back to the transaction and note that there's a problem that still has to be addressed, or extend his wording with a correction of some sort. A beautiful hashkafa, which is related to that, of course, is that a person, when he's in business, should always consider the possibility that his Rebbe might walk by and the entire transaction is predicated in the way its technicalities are, that there should be the ability for a businessman to be able to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe should his Rebbe pass by. It could be his Rebbe will never pass by in the business district where he does his business, but it should be in his mind the possibility, what if Rebbe would pass by? I would be able to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and it would presumably influence his attitude in business. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Pei Aleph Seif Zayin, we find that even though the word Yerusha cannot be used at the end of life on a person who's not a Yoresh and expect them to actually get the property, Ein kol ha-dvarim ha-lalu amurim elo kesha-omar lashon Yerusha. That's only because he used the word inheritance. Avalam omar lashon matana dvarav kayamim, but as our Gemara developed from the Mishnah, had he used the word matana, a gift, then his words would work. Lefikach, therefore, hamechalik nechosav alpiv kishuhu shchiv meira. If a person is dividing his property as a person who's deathly ill, v'riba leechad umiyet leechad, he wants to give more to one person, less to another. V'hishva lehem ha-bechor, he wants the bechor not to get double portion, to get regular. Oshanosan lemisha inu ra'i l'yorsho, devarav kayomim, or he wants to give to somebody who's not a slated inheritor at all. So all of that can work. V'im ama mishum yerusha lo ama klum. But if he used the word inheritance, it's not going to work. It has to be the word matana, a gift. And as our Gemara developed, again based on the Mishnah, kosav ben betchila ben beemtza ben besof mishum matana. If he wrote the document with this statement of either in the beginning of it, the middle of it, or the end of it, that it's a gift. Even if the word Yerusha also exists in the statement, that's still going to work, because the word Matana will carry the statement to be effective. Ketzad, what do we mean by this? Tinas and Sada Liplonis Liploni Bini V'yira Shana. Give this and he will inherit. Or inherit and give it to him. or the more sophisticated case. But as long as the word matana is in there, it's going to work.
The
same would be true. Three different fields going to three different people. But he did use the word tinasein in the total statement. It's going to work because all of them, even the ones phrased as Yerusha, will be considered a matana, a gift.
For who shall yishah ben amira la amira kidei dibur,
provided that it is said as one statement.
Avalam shaha,
but if he waited,
tzarech sheyiya lashan hamatana mu'urav bishlashtan,
he would have to make sure, as the statement in the Gemara is from Reish Lakish, that everything is clear that the word matana applies to all the cases. But again, if it's said, toch kidei dibur, even though the word Yerusha was worded on one particular person, but if on a different person, in the same statement, he used the word matana, then it will be considered a matana and it will be effective. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.